Gift-giving was practiced by early humans in Africa. How it spread and evolved. Alan Fowler slashed the conversation. For many countries around the world, December is an intense, commercialized period of gift-giving. Not just within families, but across all sorts of relationships, such as gifts between buyers and service providers. Gift-giving, the act of presenting someone with a gift, is intended to convey thoughtfulness, appreciation, or goodwill. The gift can be a tangible item, experience, personal time, or gesture. It's an age-old tradition found across cultures and societies, carrying various meanings and functions that help shape human relationships. I'm the University Chair in African Philanthropy at the Center on African Philanthropy and Social Investment at Wits Business School in South Africa. The center is Africa's first and only place of scholarship, teaching, and research in this field. I've undertaken various studies looking at where gifting came from as a human behavior and its history in Africa. Gifting began in Africa when the first humans like us emerged. It then evolved as people migrated and was adapted to fit different cultures. Early examples involved the transfer of cattle or women to seal relationships between groups. Today, it is exemplified by exchanges of gifts between countries during state visits and has evolved into practices like philanthropy. Giving is something that takes place outside households and celebrations, typically to create or seal relationships. By examining the full history of giving, we're able to trace its fascinating evolution and the many ways of showing generosity. 9 crazy things ancient people gave as gifts. 12,000-year-old engraved reindeer antler may be one of the oldest gifts in the world. Human cognition. Today's humans originated in Africa about 200,000 years ago, developing unique mental, cognitive abilities as part of their evolution. These govern the way humans interact with each other. Giving complemented other survival mechanisms, like instinctive fight or flight response. Research shows that 3 types of interactive human socioeconomic behaviors evolve together: selfish, cooperative, and selfless. Collectively applied, they enabled groups of hunter-gatherers to survive, flourish, and grow in numbers. These behaviors appeared in a ratio of about 20% selfish, 63% cooperative, and 13% selfless. This relative ratio endures today. Gifting is similar to the instinct to cooperate, but it does not necessarily imply that something is expected in return. In other words, giving gifts started as a way of sharing that showed selflessness. As people migrated around the world, their societies adapted to the conditions they encountered. The mix of selfishness, cooperation, and selflessness became woven into diverse cultures. Polish archaeologists discover rare gift from father of Cleopatra, the Feast of Epiphany. Who were the 3 kings and where did they come from? Emergence of gifting. As humans evolved, more and more complex social relationships developed in bounded territorial spaces. Within Africa, groups become clans, clans become tribes, developing into chieftainships, kingdoms, and other types of organized areas. Here, gifts were important for 2 reasons. First, within groups, gifts were structured ways of caring for each other and ensured mutual well-being and growth. Gifts were used to build friendships and connections among equals, horizontal relationships. Gifts also helped create loyalty and respect in relationships with leaders or people in power, vertical relationships. Here, gifts were often equated with an expected deal. For example, a gift would earn the support of and protection by those with authority. Or, for example, gifts during ceremonies ensured one's place within the group. Second, between separate identity groups, gifts also functioned as a symbolic instrument to negotiate and prevent what might otherwise be hostile relationships. Shift in practices. Islamic expansion in northern Africa and the imposition of rules by European colonizers everywhere altered this landscape. Gifting started to function in different, notable ways. Islam came into ancient Africa around the 7th century while Christianity spread from what is now Egypt in the 1st century AD. Each faith recognized an obligation to gift. They introduced new, formalized, and institutionalized forms of giving, such as caritas, or Christian charity, and zakat, a Muslim obligation of giving for the needy. Early in the past millennium, as resistance to colonization gained traction, gifting practices transformed into a self-defensive strategy. Gifting became one tool to cope and survive under difficult conditions. For example, In East Africa, people would exchange food, money, and other resources to support both families and the communities they were part of. In Kenya, the community practice of harambee, pulling together, sponsored expansion of access to education. An example of horizontal gifting. End of colonial rule. Colonial rule ended after about 300 years. In the post-colonial era, gifting can be divided into two periods. One can be referred to as traditional, dating from about 1960 to 2000. The second, from 2000 onwards, can be called New Age. The traditional era loosely corresponded to when many African countries gained political independence, calling for a return to traditional values, societal norms, and to self-determination. African leaders inherited borders that forced together diverse ethnic and language groups, each with different relationships to colonial powers that had to be managed. In many ways, this laid the foundation for the prevalence of Africa's ethnic patronage in politics today. For about 30 years of independence, many countries were under single-party rule, with politicians relying on vertical gift-like handouts extracted from public resources to manage internal political tensions. Even after multi-party systems were introduced, this practice continued as a form of political dispensation. Independence allowed many non-governmental organizations, NGOs, or givers to become involved in development. Instead of focusing on people's rights, aid was often framed as charity. NGOs used professional, one-way donation models. Despite good intentions, this shift has weakened traditional, community-based contributions as local communities became reliant on external gifts. Alongside NGOs, big private donors and foundations introduced the idea of philanthropy to Africa. This popularized a type of giving that can make traditional, smaller-scale generosity feel less important. It potentially discourages those who can't give as much. New era of gifting. This millennium has introduced a new age of African giving, driven by three key factors: dissatisfaction with traditional grant methods, a variety of funding sources, and different approaches and ways to measure success. One force is a fast-moving diversification of gift givers. Examples include corporate social investment, as well as philanthrocapitalism, large-scale donations or investment by very wealthy individuals or private organizations. They typically use business strategies to tackle social issues. Another force is innovation in the design of gift-giving practices. For instance, trust-based philanthropy, where funders support recipients they trust without requiring strict contracts or periodic detailed reporting until the next tranche is paid. Another innovation is effective altruism, a type of giving that focuses on making rational, evidence-based investments to create measurable solutions for social problems. Third is promotion of domestic resource mobilization. This is the application of Africa's own assets for its development, which includes diaspora remittances. Looking back, it's clear that those giving gifts, in whatever form, should take a more reflective and balanced approach to understanding the role of giving role in Africa's community and society, especially as a political tool. Doing so can help bring greater accountability of leaders to their citizens. The article Gift Giving Was Practiced by Early Humans in Africa, How It Spread and Evolved, by Alan Fowler, was originally published on The Conversation and has been republished under a Creative Commons license.